Rabbi Yudeya Terwe, Rabbi Chanoich Greenblatt.
I was usually like to speak in Yom of the Yomer. I was thinking what I can speak about this week. I opened up the Luach, and I saw it's a little bit early for Chanukah. And other than that, there's not very much going on. Cheshvan, Kislev. But I saw, one thing I did see on this week's Luach, is it says Sof Zman Kiddush Levona is tomorrow night. So I thought, you know what? I wrote another Zman Kiddush Levona. It's quite a lot. You think, you know, Kiddush Levona, what was there to talk about Kiddush Levona? We do it every month. It's quite straightforward. But like everything else in Halacha, once you go into it a bit more, you see it's a Mayim She'ein Lev Sof. There's so much to talk about in Kiddush Levona. I want to start off with Mama Chazal, which we all know, famous Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Ilmolei Leizochu Yibnei Yisrael, Elo Lahakpo Pnei Avim, Shebashamayim Pamachas Pachoydesh, Dayom. As we say always in Kiddush Levona, Kiddush Levona is termed by Chazal as Hakpolas Pnei Shechina. That's when we go and we greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is Kiddush Levona considered Hakpolas Pnei Shechina? So you can imagine there's a lot spoken about this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Bir Halacha, and he says, Pshat is when we go outside and we see the Levona after all these years, 5,779 years, and it's still going strong. And it's going in the same way as it was set by Maisa Bereishis. And you see the Bria B'chush. It's not so easy for us to see the Borei Olam. We can't see the Borei Olam B'chush really, because he's not something that an eye can see. But when we see the Bria in all its glory, and we see the Kiddush, the Chodesh, the Levona coming to life again every month, and it continues in its path after all these years, then there's such a clarity of the Metzius of the Borei Olam. So when we go out and we spot that, then what we're really seeing is we'll be makpul pnei Shechina. We're going to greet the Borei Olam Alein. And this has ramifications in Halacha. This Metzius of Hakpolas pnei Shechina, we're going to see Bez Hashem. One classic example is, Kiddush Levona shouldn't be said indoors, ideally. Why not? What's wrong with saying Kiddush Levona indoors? And the answer is because when we're going to be makbil shpei Shechina, we're going to greet the Shechina. So just like if we would go, if there'd be a king coming to town, we'd go out to greet the king. So too, when it comes to Kiddush Levona, we go out to be makbil pnei Shechina, which is why the halacha is one shouldn't say it indoors; one should say it outside. Now, if that's the reason, then we can paskin ourselves the following shaila, which is a typical Manchester shaila, which is what happens if it's raining and we want to say Kiddush Levona under an umbrella or under a tree. Can we do that? Sorry, so it's a good point. It's not usually going to rain with good. Yeah, but more you can see. I can see you're new to Manchester. I can see. You can see down there. And more you can see the Levona up there, and it's raining where you are. Akaponim, if you got Matthias, whatever reason you want to see, you want to be under the umbrella. So you're not going to be taking the umbrella because of the sun, because hopefully it's going to be at night. It's another halacha that it has to be at night. But Akapon, you might be doing one of the halachas, you're allowed to do that. You're not meant to be indoors. Yeah, but that's not indoors. You've gone out to greet the melech. It doesn't matter if you take along your umbrella or you sit under the tree or anything else. The point is we're going outdoors to be mekabel pnei Shechina. And it's also important to know what happens if it's difficult for someone to leave. He's not feeling well. It's cold outside. He doesn't have to go outside. He can say Kiddush Levona inside as well. There's no problem, really, ideally. But avad lachatchila, we have to leave because of this inyan. But if he's not feeling good, he's allowed to stay inside. Which brings us to the next question. He's making Kiddush Levona inside his house, and he can see the Levona through the window. Can one say Kiddush Levona through the window?
No.
So you'd say no. Sorry? So an open window is avada good. Because like we're saying, someone who's unwell is allowed to say it indoors. And open window avada, you've seen it above. The question is through the glass.
You can see it from a balcony open, you know, if it's open.
Oh, so that's definitely okay, an open balcony, very good. Yeah. But if it's a window, it's coming soon. So if you've got the glass, piece of glass, so the Maisa is a big nid in the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch, he's got a whole nid. Yes, no window, you're allowed to go through. Maisa halacha l'maisa meikadin, you're allowed to go and say Kiddush Levana through a window. Although he does finish off, Tov l'hachmir, preferably one should open the window, if you can. But again, don't forget, we're dealing with someone who's not feeling well, and he's indoors, and opening the window might cause him to be cold, and he might not be up to it. It's good to know that one can keep the window closed as long as you're actually seeing the Levana and not a reflection or anything else. But as long as you know you're seeing the Levana, and our glass, a good quality glass, they're clear, very likely to see the actual Levana. Me'ikar din, you can preferably wish it open, but me'ikar din, you can keep it closed. And then come the next shiloh, which is mentioned over here. Should you keep the glasses on for Kiddush Levana? Now, there's got to be people out there that take the glasses off, because there has to be. I take the glasses off as well. And I say, Alachna, there's no problem to leave your glasses on for Kiddush Levana. Even though we just said that you should what? Ideally be keeping the window open. Yeah? But glasses, we don't say that. Glasses are not there to warp the vision. On the contrary, they're there to help you see it. Atkadei Kach, the Shari Tshuva says, even if you've got someone who can't really see that, if he take off his glasses, he couldn't see anything. So he's only seeing the Levana because of the help of his glasses. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Lamaisa, with the help of your glass, you can see the Levana, and therefore there's no problem to say Kiddush Levana. If you're flying an aeroplane, good question. And the Chanama, you can look through the window. If you can see it, then yeah, there'll be no problem. You might get a better view from up there. Yeah.
The window is, you know, it's light inside. A room inside.
Right.
I don't think you can see anything.
Oh, so you're very good. So you're saying, practically speaking, if you're indoors and you can't see it, then of course you're going to have a problem, yeah. But if you can clearly see the Levana, and it's not, nothing's disturbing, and it's coming through the glass, then there's no problem at all. What is an interesting question is, what happens if you need the help of binoculars or a telescope to say Kiddush Levana? Is that okay? So that's an interesting question. That the Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman talks about it, and he's not sure. So if Shlomo Zalman's not sure, it's a bit of a shaila whether you can say, because he says this is not a natural seeing anymore. Seeing with glasses is you're using your eye with some help. Masha'en Kena, going through a telescope, which is something that's not really visible to the human eye, and you're using a telescope, that's a big shaila whether you can use it. I don't know what the Matthias would be. Yeah, I don't know where that case is where you can't see. Normally, like you're saying, the moon is usually visible. So why do you need... Good question. But he wants to know, if there'll be in the Heichatimtza where you need the help of the telescope. Yeah, I don't know what the Matthias would be. I want to discuss a very interesting question over here. See, so this is Shaila. It's nothing to do with Kiddush Levana, really. But this is where the poskim talk about it. And it's a very interesting question. Noshim. Do Noshim have to say Kiddush Levana? Paturos, why? Mitzvah sasei shahazman groma. That's what the Pasuk says. It's a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore they have no chiyuv to say Kiddush Levana. Now, why is it a time-bound mitzvah? Because we're going to see soon in Yitz Hashem. There's a sasman Kiddush Levana. I mean, that was the whole excuse for this year to start off with, right? It's time-bound. So why? So therefore they can't say Kiddush. They have no chiyuv to say Kiddush Levana. The Chochmas Shleima from Rav Shlomo Kluge on the Shulchan Aruch, he asked a very interesting question. Listen to this. He asked, this is not really a time-bound question, a time-bound mitzvah. It's not mitzvah seishas man groma. Why? He said, Shazza be'etzem, Kiddush Levana, you can say whenever you want. Novos. Now the halacha is, Chazal say, when do you say Kiddush Levana? When you see the Levana b'chidusha. You see the new moon growing on you, then you can say Kiddush Levana. Once you've reached the second half of the month, then it's not Levana b'chidusha anymore. On the contrary, it's going down now. It's not being mischadish. And if it's not being mischadish, so the mitzias is not there. He says, imagine if I tell you that if you want to say shechionu on a fruit that only comes out once a year, you'd say, no, would you tell me that women shouldn't say it because the mitzah seish has man groma? Because, yeah, this particular fruit only comes out once a year. That doesn't make a mitzah seish has man groma. You've got a mitzah to do it all the time. It's just this is when the mitzias is there, so you've got to say the bracha. And therefore he asks, I don't understand why Kiddush Levana is called a mitzvah seishah zman groma. It's meant to be there all the time. It's just the Levana is only there, being mischadish half the month. So why is that called a mitzvah seishah zman groma? It's not a mitzvah seishah. It's a drabbonon dika mitzvah that when you see the Levana, one should say
that.
Yeah, it's drabbonon, that's right. So it's a very interesting question. Oh, why? Because there's no Levana b'chidusha anymore. The halacha is, when you see the Levana when it's getting bigger, wow, look at that. You see the Bria, Baruch Atah Hashem Chadish Chadoshim. The end of the month, I don't see it, because it's going down. It's a whole different Matthias. It's not a growing moon, it's a shrinking moon. That's not what I'm praising for. And therefore the Metzias is not there. So it's not Mitzvah Seishas Hagamah. That's the question of Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it. And he argues, he says, no, you're right, it's only Metzias. But the Metzias is that this only happens half the month. And the other half is not going to happen. So that's called Mitzvah Seishas Hagamah, says Rav Moshe.
Anytime you get the fruit, you may get a fruit.
Or when you would get it. Good. But this, every single month, I mean, as far as I remember, that's how it goes. Since Priya Soilom, that's the Matthias. It's only the first half when it's getting bigger, and therefore the second half is going to go down. So Rav Moshe says that's called a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. Okay. There's another very interesting question, an answer to this question, which is Shlomo Kluger himself, on the Shulchan Aruch, he asks it. He said he's got Akashi, he doesn't understand why it's called Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. In his Tshuva Sefer, which is called the Erev Lecha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger says his own teretz, says something very interesting. He says that the bracha that we say every month, Mechadesh Chadoshim, that is certainly talking about the moon, Mechadesh Chadoshim. However, if we look at the beginning of the bracha, what's the beginning of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Eleikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher b'mamoroi baruch shechokim. Baruch piv kol tzvoam. What's that referring to? Shechokim. What's shechokim? Shomayim. Tzva means the whole Tzva Shomayim, whether it's the sun and the stars and everything else going on up there. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful creation that He's given us. And that's nothing to do with the moon. The Baruch HaTov Hashem HaChadosh Chadoshim, that's the moon, and there's other parts. But there's a lot of that bracha that's a praise for the world. And that, theoretically, could be said at any time, because the sky's there the whole month. Aval Pitei, Chazal came and they said, you're only meant to say it together with Kiddush Levona. When you're saying Kiddush Levona, you praise for everything else. So Kumtais, those things, although they could theoretically be said at any time, but Chazal say, no, we only want you to say it together with Kiddush Levona the first half of the month. So the first half of that brocha has really been time-bound. You have the opportunity to say it the whole month, and Chazal say only now. And Obazai, the first half is considered a mitzvah sasei, Drabonon Shazman Gromo, and that's why not Shabbat. So therefore, so that's Legabi the Levona, etc. Yeah. Good, but there's other parts that Shchokim that aren't. Chayik Zam is there all that. Good. Now comes the classic Shaila. This is something that happens every time. Everybody's out there and waiting for the Levona to come out. And ooing and aahing, and then it goes behind the clouds, and it comes out again, and is it called seeing? What's all about? Where are you coming from? Why is there a Shaila here? Just to understand. Chazal tell us that you can only say a bracha on the Levona when Bizman Shaneh Nemi Oiroi. What does it mean, Neh Nemi Oiroi? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to physically have Hano. So if there's street lights and it's not helping you, then you can't make the bracha. That's not what it means. It means it has to be in a position that it would be able to give you hanor, had you so wished. What's considered to be able to give you hanor? See, it's hard for us to relate to this, because we're living in a day and age where there's so much electricity and it's on. But if you think back to Yimei Chazal, where by day they work by sunlight, and what they needed to do at night, they used moonlight. So there's certain things that you can only do by day because you need that light. And there's certain things you can do at night as well because you have the moon. Now, if you have enough light from that moon to allow you to do things that you would need moonlight for, so that moon's there and it's ready to help you to give you moonlight for whatever you need moonlight for. So if it can give off, if it's giving you moonlight, then that's called Neh Neh Me'oiro. It's a situation where you can have a no. However, if it's gone behind the clouds to the extent that it's not giving you light anymore, and you wouldn't be able to do the things you would usually be doing with moonlight, then you're not in a situation of being able to have anah from it. And therefore, you can't say the bracha. How does that leave us in practical terms? That means let's take a moon that's been covered by clouds. So we all know that there's different types of clouds. That's what we're always looking at. Sometimes you can have a very thick layer of cloud, and there's very little light coming through it. So if I was in the Yimei Chazal and I'm trying to do whatever I'm doing with my moonlight, I won't be able to do it anymore. You can't see the bracha. However, if it's a thin layer of clouds, so the light's still coming through, so it is helping you to do what you need with moonlight, then that's going to be okay. And you can say the bracha. And it's interesting, even if part of it is covered up, you can have that sometimes. Half of it's behind the clouds, a thick layer of clouds, and half of it's open. That's also okay. In fact, the Leket Yosha, who was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin, very interesting sefer, Leket Yoshe, he's a Talmud, and he says, people keep asking me, what did your Rebbe do in this case? What did the Rebbe do? And I realize that I've got so much information that I can share with people about how I saw my Rebbe doing. So I decided to put it together in a sefer, and there's a beautiful sefer called Leket Yoshe from the Talmud of the Truma Tzedesh, of all the things he saw his Rebbe doing. And one of the things he writes over there is, he saw his Rebbe saying Kiddush Levana, even though part of the Levana was covered, but it doesn't matter, because a chelik was open, and that chelik's giving me hanor. Or it's potentially giving me anor, and therefore one can say Kiddush Levana if part of it is out. There's another very practical question over here, which is, finally it's come out, and we're all ready to say Kiddush Levana, but you know that it's soon going to dip behind the clouds again. Can I start? What's the halacha? So that's the question here. Good, you've seen it. Good. But maybe you could tell me you've seen it in a situation where it's giving you the ability to say the bracha. So the poskim discuss this, and what comes out of halacha lemaisa is that ideally one shouldn't start the bracha unless you can assume that it's going to be there for your bracha. Right? However long it takes to everybody's different, however long they take over their Kabbalah's Neshchina. Right, but however long it's going to take you, you should be Mashiach and see, will it be there for the duration of my bracha? If it will be there, then you should start. If it's going to dip behind the clouds sometime between in the middle of the bracha, one should wait until it's going to be open. However, if you've started the bracha and then it goes behind the clouds, then that's fine. You can finish off because you've seen it already, and therefore you can finish off. We're talking about lechatchila, you should wait until you can be Mashiach, but once you've started, there's no problem to finish off. Forget, you should finish off, even though it's gone behind the clouds. Motzah Shabbos. What's going on? We wait for Motzah Shabbos. Ideally, we wait for Motzah Shabbos. In certain cases, we're going to see Mitzvah Shem. The Maila of Motzah Shabbos is that, says the Ramah, because Mevusim Bibigodim. Yeah, we, generally speaking, on Matzah Shabbos, we're wearing our Shabbos clothes. And that's the time we want to say Kiddush Levana. Why do we want to say Kiddush Levana with our Shabbos clothes? Because of Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. So we're going to greet the Rebbeinu Shleilon Avad. We want to have nice clothes. That's why one should, there's many that are knowing to wait till Matzah Shabbos for Kiddush Levana. But not too long, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, if, and Ramah even talks about it. If what? If Motzah Shabbos is going to be any night after the 10th of the month, then don't push it off. Because you never know, you might end up getting stuck. But if there's going to be plenty of time afterwards, and you'll be able to say it then there is a mila to wait till Motzah Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Ramah says that even if you say Kiddush Levana during the week, one should wear begodim noim for Kiddush Levana. Very interesting. It looks like the Ramah's telling us that there should be a preparation for this. You should go and get into your begodim noim. It sounds like he's even saying your Shabbos clothes. I mean, like, wait for Matzah Shabbos. If you're going to do it in the week, then put on your nice clothes during the week and then say Kiddush Levana. It sounds like he's saying. And it's skull. Well, yeah, good. So says that. That's what he says. There's a mile to wear begodim noim. Good question. We're going to start to see 1 second. And it's gone. Good. So we're talking about obviously this when there's time and it's not going to run away. So one should say, put on nice clothes. Now, Mishabura says, "Ain on the medaktik in bekachi." Brings that we're not makbid to change our clothes for recovered Kiddush Levana. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he explains. He says, "What did the Ramah mean? This is the way he understands. What do I mean? You should wear nice clothes. It doesn't mean you have to put on your shtram and a bekasha, your Shabbos clothes, to put on recovered this mitzvah. But what it means is that you should make sure there's a different. There's a type of wear, casual wear that someone would wear." Wherever he is, and there's another type of levush which would wear for tefillah. Yeah, good example is some people might not wear the hats and jackets, but for mincha, for davening, they put on a hat and jacket. Everyone can fee his matzah, whatever his matzah of why, because we're davening to Hashem. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah is memeda. Whatever you do for davening, you should do for Kiddush Levana as well, because you mekabel pnei shchina. And therefore, zokte Kiddush Levana is generally said when straight after Maariv. So chances are you've already got your davening clothes on. And that's why it's not so negiah. We don't find people changing when it comes to Kiddush Levana. But we should realize that Kiddush Levana is a situation of Kabbalah Shtei Shechina similar to Tefillah. Ad Kadei Kach, that is very interesting. In Svarim Shtei Nisayi Shosh Avoida, Al Ben Eshchai, the Svarim, they say that one should actually face Mizrach during Kiddush Levana. Why is that? Because we have to understand this is Kabbalah's Peshchin over here. It's another Shmenesra going on. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch state, Yashir Raglov. It's something I've never noticed people that once you put your feet together. Yashir Raglov, just like you do for Shmenesra. I don't think we're knowing that way, as far as I know, unless I'm making a mistake. I don't think that's our meaning. But I'm just bringing out over here that we see what's going on. It's Kabbalah's Peshchin over here, yeah? It's something that we want. Facing Mizrach, standing like a mensch, dressing like a mensch, because El Moli Lo Zochu L'Hakum L'Yashmai Pamach L'Chodesh Dayom. It's a musig of Kabbalah's Peshchin. Oh, Lefikach Tzarach L'Memer Mo'umad. Good, yeah, that's right. We see in the Gemara says that one should say it's standing because of that. Because this is the idea of what's going on over here, yeah. What about Shabbos for Yom Tov? Has anybody, quick, has anybody ever said Kiddush Levana on Shabbos? Yeah, sorry?
The last full night, as much as Shabbos, the service of Mab was so much during worship, the whole night, but since Matsuisha, it wasn't a full night, we're allowed to say it on the Friday.
Oh, very good. Very good. Let's talk about this a little bit. Very interesting. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't say Kiddush Levana. Yeah? As we know, generally speaking, we wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't we do that? Now, that's a good question. Why we don't say Kiddush Levana? So, there's a lot of Tamim al-Pi Kabbalah, which I'd like to say it's al-Pi Kabbalah, so we're not going to talk about it, which basically means al-Pi Kabbalah, so I don't understand it. Yeah, I can't understand it. These are Tamim al-Pi Kabbalah. Avla Maisa, al-Pi Nigla, Mishabura tells us a reason why we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. And he says, I'll tell you why. The minig is, after Kiddush Levana, we dance. Taiva Ma'ariz, so we dance. Now, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. So we're worried that if you say Kiddush Levana, then you might end up dancing. And if you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos, therefore the minig has become not to say it on Shabbos. That's how the Mishabur explains it, al derech ha-pshat. Yeah. Derech ha-pshat. Yeah. I see, okay, good. Good. But nice, so the minig is because of this. That's what he wants to say. There's another reason. The Minchas Yitzchok, Tayim Weiss, Chon Yivorchi, brings another interesting term. And he says, we're worried, he brings not his own, he quotes it. And he says that we're worried that you're going to take the Siddur out to the street. This is quite a well-known term. That you might end up taking your Siddur out. And because of that, the minig has become not to. Yeah. These are the Tamim Alpi Nigla of not to say on Shabbos. There are other times, the Alpinista, which I, as I said, I don't understand. There's a very beautiful idea, which I saw in, they bring from the Ramami Panu. Again, I'm not claiming to understand it, but that's what he says. He says that Shabbos is a musug of Kabbalah Smei Shechina, because of Shabbos. Kiddush Levana is Kabbalah Smei Shechina. Ein Ma'ar Ven Simcha B'Simcha. That's what he says. We don't understand these things, but there's various ideas of why we don't. But what's important to understand is, that because the problem of saying Kiddush Levana on Shabbos is not an Issa Midina de Gemara, it's just got various practical reasons or Alpi Kabbalah, therefore there are loopholes over here, which like we've been hearing earlier. What happens if the last night falls on Shabbos and it's now or never? If you're not going to say it, the halacha is, one says it on Shabbos. In fact, the Bach brings, he says, there was once a story in Krukka, where Taka was the last night, and Taka, we said Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan adds more than that, and he says, you know, I would say that even if you're the second last night, and there's reason to believe that you're going to miss it, because of the setup, he says, especially B'Medin Aseinu, it's very cloudy, yeah, it's a reason to believe, then you can be Mavata on this, you can say it on Shabbos. And he says, a few times we did a Maisa, I passed on the Maisa, that one Shataka say Kiddush Levana on Friday night, because we don't want to miss it. So that's the idea. So it's not an Issa, and therefore, it is. If you're going to miss it, we don't want to miss it because of that. Same applies to Yom Tov. So that's that story in Krukka, by the way, I think I don't know if I mentioned that, was Sukkot by night. Sukkot's night, the Olam said Kiddush Levana. Yeah, last, that's right. Good question. The answer is you don't have to daven Maariv. You're Yotzi even without davening Maariv first. But when you've got two mitzvahs in front of you, Maariv and Kiddush Levana, then Todeh v'she'eino Todeh Koidem, and therefore Maariv should always be before. So good. If you take on like these poskim that a fixed minion is not a problem of Todeh, then you would be allowed to say it first. Although, we're going to another shal of Rovom. You might want to wait till then to get your minion. We'll talk about that at this time.
If you've got a minion, yeah. If you've got a minion, you can't be around. If there's a minion saying Kiddush Levana, surely you should say it.
What's after Marav? You're going to get Brav on?
Abraham, you don't know. You don't know.
So yeah. So again, if you got, there's still a Muslim of Tadi Vishena Tadi Tadi Kaidah. You've got two mitzvahs in front of you.
Clear sky. Not clear sky. The clouds around. You don't know if you're going to see
them. Oh, so if you're in a situation where you might miss it, I've had to go for it. Yeah, we don't want to miss it. If you know you're going to get, there's a clear night tonight, then there's a lacha todi. You've got two mitzvahs in front of you. You should have the chayra, I would think. One should have them first. And let's not forget, besides for that, there's Kriya Shema's Doraisa, yeah? Kriya Shema's Doraisa and Kishlevon is Drabonon. So we want to be Mekayim al Doraisa first. It's another cheshbon here. Oh, that's a very good question. Why not? Why can't you dance on Shabbos? So we know you can't dance on Shabbos because Chazal didn't allow dancing as such on Shabbos. But the problem is that this is L'chayt L'chayt Mitzvah. Simchas Torah, we dance on Yom Tov. Why? Because L'chayt Simchas HaTorah. So why do we say over here that you're allowed to dance for Tovim Ma'oreis for L'chayt HaMitzvah? Why are we dancing, by the way? Because it's like a chasna, it's like a chasna with a bari olam. Yeah, these are all say chazachim. So you're allowed to dance. So the Shaar Tzion asks this question. He asks, what's pshat? And he says something interesting. He says that Simchas Torah, you've got to dance on Yom Tov because you can't push it off till afterwards. Yeah, you can't push it off. You're gonna have to dance Simchas Torah after Yom Tov. So you got to. That's what you're doing at Mashenkel over here. Who told you to do it tonight? Do it another night. So Enachanama, if you've got no Brera, you can do it on Shabbos. If you've got a Brera, to wait. So don't dance on Shabbos. And that's where it came from. That's how it should be said. Yeah. So I don't know how much time we're going to have. Let's try and just trying to know, see what to cut over here. Sorry? Earliest in the month. You're going to ask a controversial question, weren't you? What's the earliest time in the month to start off? So the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch says, from day 7. Day 7 according to Shulchan Aruch. According to Shulchan Aruch, from day 7. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings from Roiva Paskim, and that's how he paskins Aloch and Lemaisa, that from day 3, one should say. Now, day 3 meaning 3 times 24, which is 72 hours from the Moilad. 72 hours from the Moilad, according to Mishnah Berurah, one can and should say Kiddush Levana. And he says, Ein Machmis HaMitzvah, don't push it off, unless you've got Matzah Shabbos coming before day 10 or earlier. From day 10 or earlier, then there are those that are not able to wait on Matzah Shabbos. Right? But again, there are those that are makwe to wait for 7 days, which is the Shitza Machaba. Yeah, I believe amongst the Hasidim, I think the more Noeg might like the Machab, if I'm not mistaken, to wait till 7 days. Lamais, so those that Peter Mishnah Berurah, well, it's better to go for it already from day 3. Bifrat, if you're living in a town where you might forget, you might miss it, then there's no hanging around. Mishnah Berurah says definitely you should go and do it. Oh, good. The truth is, those that say you should wait till 7, besides the Nyani Kabbalah that they talk about, but there's the Indian of waiting till 7, is then you get a real Hanor. But Afal Bikain, the Poskim argument, is saying, no, from day 3 you can already get Hanor. Those that say you can say it from day 3, is they understood that the amount of light you get on day 3 is already enough to be called Ne'er Nimot Ireh. Right? So if we're following that sack, and Mishbura is, then one can and should do it after 3 days, as soon as possible, unless you're waiting for Matzah Shabbos. Sosman Kiddush Levana is another question about how far you've got. There's various shittas. Yeah, even either according to Machabi says you've got till 15 days. Yeah, according to the inclusive, 15 inclusive. According to Ramah, it's not 15 days, it's half a month. Well, what's half a month? This is where it gets a bit complicated. Because a month is 29 and a half days and Tash Tzag Chalokim. So half of that, whichever it is. Check your local luach for more details. Yeah, actually, very interesting, a very quick story. But we carry on. A cousin of mine in Gateshead, he got till the second last night of Kiddush Levana, and it was a thick, cloudy night, and he was very upset. He really wanted to be the kind of smitzer, and he was running around the streets, and he couldn't get, he waited, nothing doing. He got into his car, and he drove out into the countryside. He thought maybe more open place, lower, higher. He tried different options. Nothing doing. Till late at night, he didn't get Levana. He was very upset. The next night, he went out again, and he only had till 12:06. That was the Luach, the Sosan Kiddush Levana, and he drove around till 12 o'clock at night. He was out in the countryside, and he was davening. He wanted to be Mekayem this mitzvah. And he went out at 12 o'clock at night. It suddenly opened. He jumped out of his car, he said the bracha, it closed up again. And he came home so excited. He called his brother late at night. He says, I got the Levana. And his brother told me, I met him just now this week. And he said, he sat down, and he said, wow. I looked at the Luach, and it was Yud Dalid Iyar. What's the significance of Yud Dalid Iyar? It was Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni all about? Is Klal Yisrael, who were potter from the Korban Pesach, but they wanted so much to be Mekayim that mitzvah. They said, Lom Ani Gora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I'll give you that mitzvah. And they had a Pesach Sheni. You had that feeling, because this Yid wanted to become a mitzvah. I'm not saying you're mechuyev to go running around for it. I'm just telling you a maisa about a Yid, that this mitzvah meant so much to him, that this is what he did.
As a predator, can I just interrupt a bit? It's a mitzvah, I think, in this country. It's no kid, the Ruch against the woman, but about that.
Because you need to know it on the spot. I hear, yeah. I hear it's going into another shayl about something you haven't said for 30 days, are you allowed to say Baal Peh? But yeah, in the Chanam, it's a Maila. So I think, Minyan line, I think you can get it if you call them up. You can get it, serve it for you. It's a very nice service that they do. Just a few words of Jewish, but just to finish off, just to understand why we say Aleinu. Have you ever wondered why we say Aleinu after Kiddush Lavan? We've just davened Mariv and we've just said Aleinu. Why are we doing it all over again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you why. Because you see everybody going out and looking at this Lavana and davening. So it looks like someone might make a very big mistake that Chas V'Shalom, we're davening to the Lavana, which is a very big mistake. We're not. We're davening, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful creation called the Lavana. And therefore, straight after Kiddush Lavana, to avoid anyone making any mistakes, we all declare, Aleinu L'Shabeach Ma'adonai HaKol. And we say, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? We say, got it here somewhere. What do we say in Aleinu? And we say, Ki Hashem hu ha'leikim b'shomayim mimal v'al'oretz mitochas ein oid. There's no other koich in the world. Don't make any mistakes. Only the Borei Olam. And he created this moon. And who's the one we're praising? Yeah, beautiful idea from the Mishnah Berurah. Shalom Aleichem is what people tell you during Kiddush Levana. And the reason being, because we've just said, Tipol aleihem imosav afachad b'ktov v'zorech v'mkoven. We've just said that we're davening about the imosav afachad that should go on our enemies, and the fellow next to you might take it a bit personally, and we say, no, shalom aleichem, you should have shalom, and he answered. But what's important to know is that if you're in the middle of the brocha, one cannot answer aleichem shalom. You should wait to, this is important on two accounts. Number one, to know that you shouldn't answer during Kiddush Levana. And number two, if the fellow doesn't answer you, don't take it personally because he's just in the middle of the brach. Okay? That's halach. In the middle of the brach, one shouldn't answer Shalom Aleichem.
Why happens if there's nobody else there?
Yeah, so we don't have the problem then. Because there's no. The only, whole problem was that you're saying Tipal and Mosul Fachad and the fellow next to you.
Is that before?
Sorry? Yeah, because I've just said Tipal and Mosul Fachad, so I have to tell him, don't worry, you're okay. Shalom Aleichem. But if there's no one there, there's no one there. Yeah? I imagine. I don't know.
One person makes it three times.
If there's one person, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. No. A beautiful idea I once heard. It's in the last 2 minutes. Daime doidi litzvi oila oifer ayolim hine ze oimed acha kaslenu mashkiach mina chaloinois. Meitzitz Minacharakim is the pasuk we say during Kiddush Levana. And there's a beautiful Rav Sadia Gaon who says, what's this Meitzitz Minacharakim? What's the Mashkiach Minachaloinos and Meitzitz Minacharakim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us through the Chaloinos and the Charakim. What's a Chaloin and what's a Charakim? What's the difference? A Chaloin is a window, nice wide window. Charakim are cracks. Right? One can watch someone else through a window or through a crack in the wall. Either way, you can see him. What's the difference between the two? Whether he can see me. If I'm looking at him, can he see me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noig in various hanhogas towards us. Sometimes we can see him. Things are clear, things are easy, things are geshmak, and we see him. Sometimes, however, if I care, if Meitz Min HaCharakim, he's hiding behind that crack. But Klal Yisrael understand, that's our emunah, that whether it's min acharakim or it's with achaloinos, we always understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach. He's mashkiach min achaloinos, he's always there, and he's looking for our best. Even if we can't not always zeicha to see that. We daven that we should be zeicha, that all the tovs, everything he does is good. It's all tova, it's all giving. We can't always see that, because sometimes it's through that crack. But we daven every day, Hareinu Hashem Chastecho. The Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu does do chasadim to us every single day and every second, but we should be zeichah taka to see those chasadim. And Yitz Hashem, shetak v'zeichah lehakto pnei Hashchina, and to continuously see his chasadim. Thank you.